I want to mention this a bit of the Liberal and opposition have been doing pretty well lately with a whole new strategy and a new leader, but there's trouble in paradise. It's reported that in the coalition meeting, they've had a very difficult party meeting. It's about the banning of gay conversion therapy, and there was an about face, a change on policy. It was all very tense. The Nationals don't want to ban it, neither does backbencher Bernie Finn. He and Tim Smith went head to head in the party room, obscenities flowing. Some would say they deserve each other. But the problem is not the shouting. I mean, that happens. They get fired up and these things. The problem is the leak. Somebody went in, taped it, and leaked it, which is deliberately undermining the opposition and Matthew Guy. He's got to jump on it, identify who it is if possible. I know they've got some theories around the opposition already, but the leak is the problem. It shows there's a saboteur within the ranks somewhere. It's important. I'm told the opposition in private polling by both sides, government and opposition, is gaining significant ground on the government. This is a nasty dispute, and it's not going to help them when they're gaining ground. Matthew Guy needs to sort this out quickly because the potential of somebody who is willing to do this is massively disruptive long term. Mind you, it might help too if they all behaved a little bit more like grown-ups. Trades Hall has already suggested a number of campaign advertisements for the election next year, quoted out of this tape, like, "Tim, you are an effing idiot."